Identify with the Lord. I mean, put like on a shirt that says Jesus. Neon colors all the better. And when you go to school, you'll notice that no one's inviting you to pot parties or beer busts or just invitations drop. Why? Because you're letting heaven and earth and hell know where you stand. Now listen very carefully. If you don't know where you stand, that will be the reason why you fall.
Aloha, and welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero. Have you ever been to an athletic event, maybe a football or basketball game, and you get there several minutes early? What is it that you will see the players doing before the game? Well, they're stretching. Well, today Pastor Wayne will show us that in our Christian journey, there's some stretching that God will put us through, and it can be a bit painful. Here is Pastor Wayne with a message entitled Stretch.
We're going to talk about life in the stretch today. Life in the stretch. So would you take out your notes as we talk about life in the stretch? We've all heard about the stretch. Oh, in the morning you stretch. You go to classes and you stretch. In baseball, you have the seventh inning stretch where people just stand up and stretch. You have something called the home stretch or the final stretch. We've all heard about that. We also know that it happens in our faith. Sometimes God wants to build your faith, like building muscles, but sometimes, maybe even more so, God will stretch your faith. Nobody likes to be stretched because there's a tug of war of what you should do, what you shouldn't do, and you have to make a choice. Nobody likes that because we're non-committal people. So we don't like to be stretched because it forces us to make a decision. We don't like that. So in order to help you understand the stretch and what it means to be flexible, agile, supple, bendable in the hands of the Lord, I brought two guests to be with us. And these people understand what it means to be bent and stretched. And so would you welcome our first guest as we talk about the stretch? Would you welcome him? Here he is, right here. This guy knows. Now, you should welcome him. He feels bad. So he's very excited to be here. So this guy's Mr. Gumby. Now, this guy, he has to sometimes work with one arm tied behind his back. And he has to bend over for people, bend over backwards sometimes for people. Nobody likes to be this guy. The other one is someone that we call Mr. Stretch. Now, Mr. Stretch can stretch. He's got long arms. He can stretch a lot. And nobody likes to be a stretch because it's tough to get stretched again and again and again. But if we're going to grow in our faith, we need to be willing to be both of them. Gumby at times and stretch at times, because that's how God is going to grow our faith. Think about it. If you want to grow in your patience, what does God stretch? Your patience. If you want to grow in leadership, he's going to stretch your leadership. He's going to have you stand up to certain things or step up to the plate when you wouldn't want to have otherwise. If he's going to stretch your love, he's going to grow your love. If he's stretching your trust in God, he's growing that area of your life. So we have to understand that if God is stretching a portion of our life, it's best to cooperate with him because God is up to something important and God knows exactly what he's doing. You see, if you think about it, a lot of times when athletes incur injury the most in a challenge or a competition is when prior to that challenge they did not properly or adequately what? Stretch. Because when you stretch correctly, it diminishes the chances of incurring injury. Now, God's going to at times stretch your trust because God knows the challenge that's coming around the corner. Because you see, sometimes we see God stretching us here. And we think, well, that why did my computer break down? Why did my battery go dead just at this time? Why did that flat tire? Why is he stretching my faith now? That's not the real challenge. God knows that if we blow it here, there's a major challenge coming, a setback that's financial or marital setback or a temptation that the enemy has has been conjuring up. And so God stretches you over here. Why? Because it's not this, it's this. And if we don't know how to stretch properly and cooperate with God here, that's why we fail here. Athletes do that all the time. They stretch and stretch and stretch. Why? For the stretch? No, for the challenge that's about to come. Now, God knows that there's certain things just around the corner for you. And so he'll stretch. Stretch you a little bit in your patience. Stretch you a little bit in this. And if we fail here, just too much of a stretch. Too much of a bother. That's why we fail here. I want to talk to you about the ways of God and how important it is to stretch. Because after a while, even physically, we stop stretching. Interesting. I was, as I said just last week, in Japan, and I stayed in a place called Urawa. And Urawa is a little city or a suburban city outside of Tokyo. And I stay in a hotel there because there's a certain running track that I'm familiar with, about 2 miles to Urawa Park. It's like about the size of Ala Moana. It has a little lake in the middle. And I run around the lake a few times, and then I run back to the hotel. And it's a great and familiar pathway for me, so I take that. And I stay there often because I've been to Japan quite a bit. But just last week, I took off on this run early in the morning, so about 5:30, 5:45. So I'm running to this park and running around this lake. Now, one of the things I noticed, you know, there's just tons of old Japanese people walking everywhere. Like several hundred walking up and down these different pathways in the park. I mean, everywhere. And so I'm jogging around this little lake, and I'm doing maybe the second time around, when over some loudspeakers that I was unaware of, the music starts. Dun, 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 dun. Oyo gozaimasu, minasan! And it's like, what is going on? So I'm running, and what it is an exercise program for older people. And so from everywhere out of the bushes comes all these older people, and they're standing in this little area that's open around these loudspeakers. And I guess it's a half hour of exercise. And as I'm running, I'm looking at all of this. So I'm just running around, second time around. I see hundreds of these people, and they're exercising, but they're not like pumping barbells. They're stretching, you know. And they're just blasting away. And I'm running around thinking, you know, that's cool. That's cool. That's just kind of kindergartenish stuff. And you know, I'm doing my Olympic stride. And they're doing their thing. And I thought, nah, that's for old people. So I kept running around. And then I thought, maybe I should just go and stretch. Because I didn't even stretch before I ran. So I thought, I'll go stretch. I thought, it's embarrassing being, you know, so young with... But I stopped anyway, feeling self-conscious that I'm so young in a sea of so old. But I stopped, and I thought, I'll just stretch with them. It's a little, you know, kiddie-ish, but I'll stretch with them just to see. And when they're stretching, though, these people, they don't just go slow. They move. Wham, wham, wham. They're going down. So it says, okay, now touch your toes. And these guys go whap down and up and down. And man, I just made it to my calves before they were on their second return trip to their toes. Whoa, and they're just cranking. And then they say, bakahatsu to the left. That means explode to the left, explode to the right. And so I explode to the right. Man, after the first explosion, I had to check for injuries. It's like, ow. This is no kidding. After 5 minutes, I was perspiring. And after 10 minutes, I couldn't breathe. And it finally said, "Oi, orimashita!" And everybody's clapping. I don't understand Japanese that much, but I thought I heard an older man behind me say, "You need ambulance? You need my towel to wipe your face." Well, I was just wiped out. And then I thought, you know, the reason they do that is to avoid injury when something real happens. And because I hadn't been stretching, I could look nice and fit. But if something real took place, I wouldn't be able to survive it. Stretching. Thought, that's it. You see, Israel stopped stretching. To worship God in the wilderness, too much of a stretch. To obey him, too much of a stretch. Trust him for manna in the wilderness, that's too much of a stretch. I'll do it myself. When in the beginning they were so supple and agile, but as they listened to this, grew in the Lord, they stop stretching. And because of that, when they hit the real challenge that was right around the corner in 721 AD, 10 tribes of Israel fell under the Assyrian captivity, and they've never been heard of since. That's why even till this day, they're called the 10 lost tribes of Israel. And then 586 BC, the rest of Israel fell to the Babylonian captivity until they were completely wiped out. And I look back, what happened to the challenge? Why did they fail when God said He'd be with them? Back here, they stopped stretching. It was too much of a stretch to walk with God. Too much of a stretch. And we can do that. We can be just like Israel. Too much of a stretch to go to church. Too much of a stretch to read the Bible anymore. Too much of a stretch to, and you fill in the blank. And there's something coming around the corner. See, God knows what's ahead. And so He backs it up. And He has His stretch. So that you don't injure your marriage, injure your faith, injure your devotion. And you stretch. And it's not big stuff. It's just stretch and do this. I don't need to. And we stop stretching. I want to encourage you to be a people who understand that the games are won or lost in the stretch. Because in the final stretch, that's when the best win. Many implode in the final stretch. But that will not happen. There will be victory if you understand the preparation. Now, it's no fun being stretched because you have to make a decision. We're just such a non-committal generation. We just don't like to be stretched anymore. But it's crucial to our faith. Paul the Apostle didn't want to be stretched. It was in the book of Romans, chapter 7. He talks about a stretching that was like a tug of war inside of him. And at the top of your notes, we're going to read that scripture. But let me read to you the two prior verses to what we're about to read. Listen to this tug of war that Paul is talking about. And he says, you know, the good that I want to do, I don't do it. I practice the very evil that I didn't want to do. I'm doing the very thing I don't want to do. But I know that I'm not the one doing it. It's that sin that I'm giving into that dwells within me. I find that there's a principle of evil that's present in me. Now, there's one who wishes to do good because on the inside, I really want to do the will of God. But I see a different law on the outside, waging war against what I want to do and what God wants me to do, making me a prisoner of the sin which is on the inside. And Paul continues, and he says this, and would you read it with me in your notes? Go. Oh, what a miserable person I am. Who will free me from this life dominated by sin? Thank God. Here's the answer. The answer is in Jesus Christ our... Yeah, there is going to be a tug of war. Because God is transforming us, not deforming us. He is moving us forward into the likeness of Christ. Well, how's He going to do that? It's going to happen in the stretch. Now, you can pull against, you can refuse. But you know, that's how we grow. If you stop stretching, you stop growing. Now, you get older as a Christian. You don't get any more mature as a Christian. Growing old is not the same as growing up. Because we can grow old as a Christian, not necessarily grow up. Well, then how do I grow up? How do I mature? Well, God's going to stretch us a little bit. That tug of war. And you constantly keep making decisions. There is a way to grow. He's not going to snap you. He's not going to give you a hernia. But He will stretch you. He will stretch you. And there's a purpose to being stretched. There really is. Sometimes we say, if God is stretching us, He must be abandoning us. No. And we can get distracted. Well, if God's going to do that, I'm going to do this. No. Cooperate with God. I need to tell you this story. You want to hear a really great story? Yeah. It's kind of a dumb little joke, but is it all right?
Yes.
I'm going to tell it to you anyway. So there's this girl that she's all tensed up. She's all nervous and bound up. And she's biting her fingernails all the way down to the quick. And so her friend comes to her and sees this, and she says, "Look at your fingernails. You've bitten them all the way down to the quick. What are you doing?" She says, "I'm so tense all the time. I'm just bound up." She said, "Well, you got to loosen up. Loosen up." She said, "Well, I don't know how to loosen up. Just stretch. Stretch." She said, "Well, how do I stretch? Where do I start?" She said, "I'll tell you what, for the next 3 weeks or so, start doing deep stretches, deep stretches. I want you to grab your toes, pull yourself down, count to 30, and then let yourself up. You got to stretch." She said, "Okay, I'll try it. 3 weeks later, she sees her friend, and her fingernails are beautiful. They're all grown out. So her friend says, "I told you, you need to loosen up." She said, "Yeah, I needed to loosen up." She said, "See, I told you to stretch, and you're not biting your fingernails anymore." "No. Are you doing those stretches, those deep stretches?" She said, "Yup, but now I don't have any toenails." I know it's dumb, but send me better jokes then. You send me junk jokes, you get junk jokes. There's a purpose for stretching. And sometimes we think it's to bail out. "Well, if God's going to do that, I'm going to do something else." No, no, no. Cooperate with what God is doing. Because the ways of God are not always the ways of man. You need to discern what God is doing and cooperate. If not, you'll pull away from him and injure yourself when the challenges come. So you say, "Well, how then do we cooperate with God? How do we learn?" Let me give you three very simple ways. Number one, here it is. Early on, here it is. Whenever God's starting to stretch you, identify with God early on. You're going to get stretched out in the world. You're going to get stretched with temptations, opportunities. Remember this, not every opportunity is from God. I need to say that again. Not every opportunity is from God. The devil knows what you'll bite on. And if you're looking for just opportunities, he can bring them your way. But it might change your whole future too. Make sure that that's from the throne of God and not from the schemes of the enemy, because it'll look really the same at first. So early on, when you're getting tempted and pulled, here it is, identify with God. Early on, not later on, early on. You'll see that throughout the scriptures, how the men of God that survived and were victorious were those who identified with God before the end of the challenge, before they were forced to. They identified with God early on. Elijah in 1 Kings 18, the great prophet. When the people of Israel had stopped stretching to identify with God, because it was too much of a stretch, we'd rather be ambivalent, non-committal. So they blended in with the background. And Elijah comes up to Mount Carmel and sees all the people of Israel. Just they can't tell them apart from the Baal worshipers. And Elijah says something really interesting before even the challenge starts. He says, "Hey, listen, if Baal is God, serve him. Serve him with all your heart. But if God is God, serve him with all your heart and stop hesitating between the two opinions." Stop just pulling in the stretch. It'll rip you apart. We find that in the scriptures, even in Daniel chapter 3, in the devotions that we've just read, you see Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, three brave young Hebrew young men. Nebuchadnezzar set up this huge golden idol and said, "Now, whenever I call you, you bow down to this idol. Bow down as soon as you hear it." And everybody just fell down. The three Hebrew children wouldn't. Nebuchadnezzar said, "I've got a furnace of fire, and if you don't bow down, I'm throwing you in." And their statement before the challenge even started is what they said: "We don't have to answer you concerning this, O king, but our God whom we serve will save us from that furnace of blazing fire." And then they said this is amazing, "And even if he does not, we will still serve the Lord our God." Amen. I thought, wow. Well, as you know, Nebuchadnezzar got in a rage and threw them in the furnace of blazing fire. And it was there that God was so delighted to save them from that fire. And I thought, it's almost as if God is saying, when you identify with God early on, heaven is just so delighted to bring you all that you need to be victorious. Joshua was like that. Joshua said, when he took over from Moses, you can choose this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. He settled it once and for all. Identify with God early on. David did that with Goliath. Do you remember when he was going to fight Goliath? He didn't wait till after the challenge to see, well, will you help me, God? He ran to the front line. The Bible said he grabbed five stones and started a whirly bird going, woo, woo, woo. And he said this, you come to me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the one that you're mocking. And he keeps his helicopter going, woo, woo, woo. And Goliath got so mad, he said, you're a dead dog. I'm going to feed you to the birds. And David said, we'll see. He identifies with God. When he lets that thing go, boom, it hits Goliath right in the middle of the eye, between his eyes, boom, right in his forehead. Do you remember Goliath said, whoo, nothing like this has ever entered my mind before. I think that's what he said. Let me check. Why? Because he identified with God early on. It's like God is delighted to bring victory. And David's son Solomon says something about that in Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Let's read it. It's in your notes. Would you read it with me? Go. Don't let the excitement of youth cause you to forget your Creator. Honor him in your youth before you grow old and no longer enjoy living. It will be too late then to remember. Some of you may have already experienced that where you come to a point in your life and you say, I don't enjoy living anymore. It's too late then. God says, let's rewind the tape and begin to identify with God early on. I say this to college students. You say, well, what does that mean? Remember your Creator in your youth. I say this to college students. I said, when you go to college, identify with God right off the bat so everybody knows where you stand. I mean, don't wear a shirt that says Jack Daniels or I tweak weed or something like that. No, because if you kind of are ambivalent as to where you stand, you'll get invited to pot parties, pakalola parties, you know, all these kinds of things where everything flows freely. You'll get all of those. But I say, no, identify with the Lord. I mean, put like on a shirt that says Jesus. Amen. Neon colors all the better. And when you go to school, you'll notice that no one's inviting you to pot parties or beer busts or just invitations drop. Why? Because you're letting heaven and earth and hell know where you stand. Now listen very carefully. If you don't know where you stand, that will be the reason why you fall. Got to make a decision. If you don't know where you stand, you can be 30 years old in the Lord, but if you don't know where you stand, that'll be the beginning of your fall. If you want to say yes to Jesus, and that's your heart, to receive him as Lord today, I want you right now to lift a hand, and in doing so, you're saying yes to Jesus. Would you do that right now? Okay? Yeah? Okay, you too, sister. Yep. All right. Okay, yep. Anybody else? Yep. In the front. Yeah, the Lord sees those. In the back, up above. Okay. All right. The Lord sees that, hon. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, on the side. Yeah. All right. Would you pray this prayer after me? I'll just have you repeat these words and let's pray. Would you say this? Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you that you came. You died for me. That I might have life everlasting. Change me. Make me the person you want me to be. Come into my heart. Restore me. Teach me to cooperate with you. So I say this, so everyone hears, so you hear me, so I can hear myself. And so the devil can hear, Jesus Christ is my Lord. He is my Savior. I belong to him. Father, that's a cry of our heart. Thank you so much for your grace in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. And we say together, amen. Amen. Hey, welcome these who made that decision.
Just heard part one of a message entitled Stretch by Dr. Wayne Cordero. We'll pick it up right there on tomorrow's broadcast. Until next time, for Pastor Wayne Cordero, this is Del Gibbs wishing you God's very best and aloha.